Welcome, everybody, to the divisional playoff episode of NFL Insights with your host, Brennan Rampe. Brennan went 4-2 during Super Wild Card Weekend, and we're going to start off with the first game on Saturday, which is the Chiefs welcoming in the Jaguars to Arrowhead. Brennan, do the Jaguars have any chance of hanging with the Chiefs in this game?
Maybe. You never know with the playoffs. I thought the Bills would destroy the Dolphins, and they were for most of the first half. Then that game was a wild 34-31 win. The Bills should be ashamed of themselves for letting it be that close. And then the Bengals nearly lost to the Ravens, who were starting Tyler Huntley instead of Lamar Jackson, and the Ravens probably would have won if not for that crazy goal line fumble that was returned for a touchdown by Bengals defensive end Sam Hubbard. The Jaguars, they had that wild comeback over the Chargers. They were down 27-0 at one point. Trevor Lawrence threw four interceptions, and then he threw one touchdown at the end of the first half to make it 27-7, and then he threw three more touchdown passes after that. So he had four touchdown passes and four interceptions, and the Jaguars won 31-30. It was really incredible, and I'm really surprised that Brandon Staley, the head coach of the Chargers, was able to survive that. They just made some changes to the offensive coaching staff, but if it were me, I would have fired Staley and gotten Sean Payton over to the Chargers if I owned the Chargers. But the Jaguars and Chiefs did meet in week 10. The Chiefs won that game 27-10. The Jaguars hadn't quite figured it out at the time yet. The Jaguars are the fourth seed and the Chiefs are the one seed, so the Chiefs had the first round bye to rest and prepare for this. One seeds have a pretty good chance of making the Super Bowl, although I remember last year, it was a very rare event last year, both one seeds got knocked out on the same day, the Titans and Packers. People saw it coming with the Titans, but the Packers was a shock to everybody. But Patrick Mahomes is 4-0 in the divisional round in his career. One fun fact I didn't know until I saw it on NFL Network was that Patrick Mahomes has 8 playoff wins, which is tied with the Jaguars' all-time playoff record, all-time playoff wins, which is also 8. And the Jaguars have far exceeded no one thought they would make it this far. They exceeded expectations this year, but they're not quite ready for this moment just yet. So I'm picking the Chiefs to win it. It wouldn't be surprising if they won it all in the end as well.
Okay, let's stick with one seeds. Our Saturday night game has the ability to be interesting because it's also a divisional game where the Eagles will be welcoming in the Giants to the Link.
So this is round 3 between these two teams. The Eagles won the first meeting at MetLife in a blowout, and then the Eagles were playing for the top seed, then the one seed, week 18. Jalen Hurts played a little bit, then the starters, then the backups came in, and the Giants were locked into the sixth seed, so they played backups as well. The Eagles won it. Now they're the one seed in the NFC. The Giants were the sixth seed. It was painful to watch, but they beat the Vikings. I saw it coming as a Vikings fan because the defense was horrendous all year long. And yeah, much like the Jaguars, the Giants have exceeded expectations this year. I don't think any Giants fan was probably thinking playoffs before the season started, but Brian Daboll is definitely a candidate for coach of the year. It'll be a tough battle. It'll be either Daboll or Peterson for coach, Doug Peterson for coach of the year for sure. The Eagles, they looked like a dominant team for most of the year. Jalen Hurts was an MVP candidate. Their offensive and defensive lines are great. AJ Brown, that was a great trade. I'm sure the Titans are really regretting doing that. Wide receivers are not as easy to replace as running backs are. But the Eagles, they looked great for most of the year, but they stumbled a little bit near the end. They lost to the Cowboys in the shootout, although Gardner Minshew played that game, but they had a lot of turnovers. And then they lost to the Saints at home with Minshew, which was a bit of a shocker. That's a team that the Eagles should have been able to handle with Minshew, but they didn't. But then they beat the Giants, but they're dealing with some injuries here, and they didn't look as strong near the end as they did pretty much the entire season. And I know it's crazy, but they've already made it this far. So I'm going to pick the Giants. It's really hard to pick a team three times, but I'm feeling a potential upset here. And one of these one seeds has to disappoint. So I think it's going to be them.
Bold prediction, but you'll make both of your grandfathers happy with that pick, as they are both Giants fans and they complain that you never picked the Giants. Let's go to Highmark Stadium, where the Bills will be welcoming the Bengals. This is the game that everybody really wants to see.
Yeah, I'm looking a lot more forward to Sunday than Saturday. I think the matchups are a lot more interesting, in my opinion, but all playoff football is exciting to me, in my opinion. But moving on, the Bills and Bengals, this is the first time that they're really going to play each other this season. They did meet each other in Week 17, but we all know what happened. The Bengals looked good for the most of that game, but then it got canceled. Like I mentioned earlier, both of these teams played a divisional rival a third time and just barely won those games. The Bills just barely beat the Dolphins, who were starting third-string rookie quarterback Skylar Thompson, and the Bengals just barely got past the Ravens, who were starting backup Tyler Huntley. And yeah, the Bengals are the defending AFC champions, and the Bills were the preseason favorite to win the Super Bowl. It could definitely still happen for the Bills, but I do think the Chiefs are the best team in the AFC. The Bengals, one thing I'm concerned about, just like last year at this time, is their offensive line. They signed like four new starters on that unit, and they're going to be without three starters. Their left tackle Jonah Williams is week to week with a dislocated kneecap, so he's probably out. And guard Alex Kappa, who was one of their free agent signings, he missed last week's game and is probably going to miss this one as well. And then right tackle Lael Collins, he tore his ACL a couple of weeks ago near the end of the regular season. So that's three starters out. I know the Bengals made the Super Bowl last year with a much worse offensive line, but I'm still concerned about that group. And I think the Bills limit the turnovers and play a lot better. So it helps that this game is also at Buffalo, unlike Week 17, where that game was at Cincinnati. So I'm taking the Bills to win this one. Josh Allen is also undefeated at home in his playoff career, but winless on the road.
All right, and let's wrap it up with the nightcap, so to speak, even though it's a 6:30 start here on the East Coast. The Niners will be welcoming in the Cowboys to Levi's Stadium, and this one harkens back to bygone eras. We've seen a lot of San Francisco versus Cowboys playoff games in the past.
Yep, it seems as if it's a little bit of a renewed rivalry. These two teams met in the wild card round last year. That was at Dallas. The Cowboys had a 12-5 record, just like they did. The Cowboys had a 12-5 record last year, just like they did this year. People were expecting big things from them, but the 49ers just barely made the playoffs last year as a wild card. And the 49ers went in there and they defeated them. The Cowboys had a lot of penalties. There was an infamous ending where the Cowboys like thought they had time for one more play, but they didn't. And it was really disappointing to everybody. And the 49ers, I know they have a lot of talent, but it's amazing what they've been able to do this year with a third string quarterback and rookie Brock Purdy. He's been looking really good. I thought they were finished when Jimmy Garoppolo went down for the season, but no, they haven't lost a game since week 7. I think they were 3-4 at that point, and then they have been on a huge win streak that is still going. The Cowboys got the win over the Buccaneers like I thought they would. The Buccaneers were an 8-9 division champion. I hate division champions with a losing record, and the Cowboys easily took care of them, but this will be a much different challenge. The 49ers are much better with their coaching. They have a run game, something the Buccaneers never had. And yeah, the 49ers are a lot better, but I did pick the Cowboys as my Super Bowl champion a couple of weeks ago. They did play well for most of the season, and I'm sure the Cowboys remember what happened last year when they lost at home to the 49ers, and now the Cowboys are on the road against the 49ers, and I think they're really going to want revenge, and I think they'll get it. I'm going to pick the Cowboys here in the upset.
There you have it, folks. Brennan's the expert, but I'm going to have to go ahead and disagree with him about the Cowboys. I love the Niners. I'm all in on them. Don't forget to follow Brennan on Twitter at PhD in NFL, and stay tuned for conference championship episode next week. Take care.